look of weary wisdom, he said, "We've all worked hard, and things are a lot better. I've learned some things about how we raised Hallie. We wanted her to be good, but we weren't doing a lot about helping her have good character. That's our focus nowadays." Tony's observation illustrates an important point about parenting. Everybody wants good kids. Good children do what they're supposed to do. This is a proper and right desire. We are all to do what is good and right in God's eyes, Deuteronomy 12:28. But many good children don't grow up handling life well. They may become either not so good people or good but immature adults. As Tony learned, the issue is not about being good, but about having good character. If you are a parent, you are engaged in one of the most meaningful jobs in the world. Although cleaning up spilled milk and arguing about dirty rooms may seem trivial, you are doing eternally significant work, developing a little person into an adult. Being a parent is one of the most important tasks God gives anyone. Children are a blessing and a great heritage. But parenting is a huge task. Parents shoulder the burden of being the source of life and love and growth for their children. One of the elements of childhood is dependency. Dependency defines a child. Children look to and need parents for all those things they can't provide for themselves. There are many good reasons for parenting. However, once you have become a parent, it can be hard to get your head above water long enough to figure out exactly what you are trying to accomplish and how you will know when you get there. Parents need a way to keep in mind the ultimate goal of parenting, which is creating an adult. Most parents want their children to grow up. In other words, we define success not by how our children are doing today, but by what happens after they leave home. Try to imagine your children as adults in some of these areas of life: school, job, dating, marriage, friendships, personal values, conduct, spiritual life. As adults, your children will take on the challenges of life and find their niche. They need to know what is important to them, and they focus on those things. They need to know their limits, and that what they can't provide for themselves, they will be able to get from outside resources. God designed your child to function independently of you. This is what is so difficult about parenting. It is the only relationship designed by God that measures success by how well it ends. You are investing in helping your child leave you. Sadly, kids don't always grow up well. Sometimes they don't leave, and they depend on their parents far too long. At other times they leave, but they aren't prepared for adult life. They may not depend on their parents any longer, but they aren't functioning well in love or in work. They're adults on the outside, but they are broken and undeveloped on the inside. Well, who's responsible for what? Who is responsible for your child's maturity and readiness for the world, you or your child? This important question deeply affects a parent's attitude toward a child. We believe in the following three principles about responsibility. First, responsibility lies on a continuum between child and parent, and where it lies on the continuum changes over time. The child's only responsibility at the beginning of life is to need and take in the sources of life. Parents have total responsibility for the child then. But as the child begins to assert himself and learn tasks and become more self-sufficient, he takes more ownership of his life and the parent takes less. Second, even though responsibility shifts, both parents and children still have their own unique and distinct tasks. Parents provide safety and love, and they also structure experiences to help the child mature. The child responds to these experiences, takes risks, fails, learns lessons. Parents and children can't do each other's jobs. They must do their own. And third, the child must bear the ultimate responsibility for his life. No parent's perfect, and all children suffer some injuries along with the benefits they receive from their parents. Early childhood experiences are life-changing. In major ways, they determine the kind of adults children grow up to be. Yet, in the end, a child will be evaluated not as much on his circumstances and environment, but on how he responded to what life handed out. Did he love? Did he practice stewardship? Did he grow, change, and forgive? Your parenting reflects your goals.